Hey, welcome to Family Mission. We're glad you're joining the conversation today.
We are so glad.
And as always, we're excited to spend this time pew, 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 pew. With you.
That's an air horn. Pew, 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 pew.
Actually, we're not spending it. We're investing it.
See, that's powerful because you just, man, this is what I love about these conversations is it really helps. You know, everything in life becomes like a metaphor. Uh-huh. Everything in life becomes like, wow, that applies to truth. Uh-huh. You know, Holy Spirit's so good. And that's what I think is so powerful, even about what Jesus did. Mm-hmm. You know, you read about the way he taught. He taught in a way that was like, look at the trees, look mm-hmm. at the, you know, the fit. I mean, he brought everything into such a way that it was like, look at how God planned everything.
Yeah.
To where it all makes sense.
Even in a fallen state. With the world operating really under a curse right now, mm-hmm. and having been that way for thousands of years, still look at the magnificent order and beauty and dependability of so many things in nature.
The sun rises on the just and the unjust.
Every morning,
every
baby.
Every morning.
And you look at some of the beauty things in creation, whether it's the flowers, the butterflies, the different little creatures.
All the birds. I looked at a bird. What do you call those things? It's a bird book is what I'd call it. But it's like basically got all the birds of Missouri. Uh-huh. And I was looking through it. Man, there's like things like an inch thick. Thin
Crazy.
Pages, two-sided, mm-hmm. with pictures and like descriptions, and they're all different.
That's just the Missouri birds.
That's not even like African birds or like Asian birds. Like,
I mean, God's got a lot of detail, and he's very intentional. He's very colorful, and we just need to let life be that way as well.
Yeah.
And not just try to make it so black and white, even though, you know, that's another message for another day, but light and dark is an issue, but I'm saying God enjoys color too.
Yeah.
And
well, the beauty that comes from
the beauty of it.
The beauty of it, because why would I want to escape this beauty?
That's right.
Why would I want to get out of what God's created for man? Mm-hmm. See, again, we're going to kind of continue today. We're already starting about it, but mm-hmm. we're going to continue today talking about living mission minded.
Yeah.
We talked about this before, but we're coming into it because living mission-minded, I don't have to escape this world.
Yeah.
You know, when God created man, he created the earth for man. Man named everything.
Exactly.
So God clearly made it for
him. This world, this earth, was mm-hmm. part of the mission.
It was part of the mission. It was
for God's family.
There you go.
And so when we talk about, well, what about heaven? Well, heaven has its place, but
yeah.
it's not one of those things that's, you know, there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth one day. That's true. But here's the beauty of it is that earth's still part of the plan.
Let's redeem the one that we got now.
Exactly. Let's work to let our place in God's family be what it was from the beginning. That's why we always talk about divine reset, going back to God's original plan for man and his family. And it does have something to do with the earth. That's why it's going to have to be a new heaven and a new earth, because this one got cursed and corrupted. And so God's going to make a brand new one, and the plan will continue.
That's right.
So it's not about just, let's just escape and get out of here. Because even when we do go in the rapture, we're going to come back 7 years
later.
So
there's a millennial reign.
A 1,000-year reign. And then after that, the enemy gets thrown into the, you know, the pit of darkness and the lake of fire. And the Bible says a new heaven and a new earth are made, and we're
exactly.
back on plan.
But see, at that point, is that to escape? Mm-hmm. See, again, that's why, I mean, we're really focused on that, because that will steal.
Yeah.
See, that mindset of trying to escape, just get it out of here, just be passive, mm-hmm. just ride it out kind of thing, that will steal so much of the joy mm-hmm. of overcoming.
Yeah.
It steals the joy of growing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it caps you.
Yeah.
It caps your heart. It caps
because
your
that,
soul.
That escaping can begin precipitating into so many other things in our life. Now, mm-hmm. we kind of made a little fun with that, you know, about the rapture and what have you. I do believe we're getting out of here for a short season, but I also believe we're coming back. And I believe ultimately in God's plan, the earth is a part of it, mm-hmm. as far as heaven and earth working together. But regardless of all that, here's the issue. We got to make sure we don't adopt an escape mentality. Whether you escape through chocolate, whether you escape through shopping, whether you escape through vacations, whether you
video
escape
games.
Through video games, or you escape through your career, your vocation, your work. There's lots of ways.
Or vacations.
People, or
you
vacations.
Just take too many vacations.
There's lots of ways we try to escape. And like Sam said, then you'd never know the joy of overcoming. the joy of transformation and maturity and growing into things.
Because then you become stronger. You know, it's like even especially like when you're like working out. I mean, that's part of the, you don't just like skip. You know, if you skip leg day.
It shows.
It shows. It's like clearly, you know, you didn't work on that. Uh-huh. And that's in a way that, you know, you whenever the enemy sees us, you think about, I like to think about too, where, you know, there was a moment where the spirit goes, you know, I know of Jesus and I know of Paul, but who are you?
Yeah.
You know, even the things that are going on in the unseen realm that are there, whenever we don't skip spiritual leg day, when we overcome trials, tribulations, we overcome temptation, we overcome guilt, we overcome shame through the blood of the cross, we become confident through love, through tenderheartedness, through forgiving, through mercy, and through justice, and through, you know, not backing down to deception and manipulation. Those things, it's seen. People can see that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and even the things seen and unseen can see it. And I think that's the people recognize why the Bible says the earth is groaning for a manifestation of the sons of God, or the children, the sons and daughters of God.
Yeah.
And there's waiting for someone to stand confidently and say, this is who I was made to be.
But what you're talking about, Sam, is overcoming. And it's overcoming the resistance we're going to face. You know, Jesus, when he prayed for us in John 17, he prayed for us and he let us know, you're not of this world, and the world's going to hate you just like it hated me.
That's right.
The world's going to persecute you just like it persecuted me.
That's in John 17, John like 17. 14 through 18.
That's right. And so right there, Jesus is letting us know that there's going to be persecution. In fact, the psalmist says, all those who live godly will suffer persecution.
Yeah.
So there's going to be persecution. The world, which has created its own culture, its own truth, so to speak.
How many times have you heard that?
Yeah.
Speak your truth.
Speak your
truth.
It
doesn't say speak the truth. It's speak your truth.
That's right.
And I mean, how many know your truth is probably going to be different than my truth?
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, there's no foundation. There's no common denominator.
No.
And the only common denominators you have groups people up in divisions, which then go at war with other divisions who have a different denominator, who have a different thing that they agree upon. Well, I don't agree with that, but I do. Then you get a Facebook group from, you know, my favorite color is purple. Okay, so you got a whole group of people that purple's the way to go. Then you got a whole another group of, nope, red is the way to go. So then they're over there, and then what do you got? Purple versus red.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just out of nothing. And it can be over something as menial as colors, or it could be over something very serious.
Because here's a scripture for you on that, if in case you're wanting a scripture on it. Jesus said, or I should say Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3, he talks about the end times, about being difficult times, perilous times. And at the end of it, it says, men will be ever learning, but not able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Ooh.
Well, why is that?
Hold on.
Come on, Jesus.
There you go. Pastor Darren
Pastor
chiming
Darren.
In there.
Come on, I'm going to do it again.
Come on, Jesus.
That's so good.
You know, that's why people won't come to the truth, because truth is a person.
Yeah.
It's not a...
Put that on a pillow.
Exactly. Truth is a person.
Truth is a person.
Truth has a face. And that's one of the reasons people won't come to truth. And like you said, they just come up with their truth, and that just creates more division. But Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. And only by coming to him and aligning with him, we talked about it in our previous podcast, we change our allegiance from this world, and now our allegiance is to him. And once we change allegiance, we cannot be shocked if the world then begins to persecute us. If the world begins, because sometimes that persecution, Jesus even said it, it'll arise from your own family.
Yeah.
Because sometimes if a family's grown up without God, without Christ, without any godly standards or godly values.
Morals,
if you will. And then all of a sudden someone just receives Christ and they get born again and they start, you know, aligning their allegiance and their value system with the Bible. Well, that's not just going to be something that just goes over real well, because then it's going to shine light on all the other darkness. And the darkness in other people's lives. And so the point of all this is that we have to be willing to persevere through the persecution. We got to be willing to push through that, know that it's coming, know that it's going to be there, and know that there's going to be grace from God. There's going to be grace from the Holy Spirit to empower us, like Joshua was told. God told him, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Mm-hmm. And we have even this word, as he was with Jesus, so he will be with us.
Jesus prayed that in John chapter 17.
That's right.
And see, God prepared. He knew that it was going to happen this way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God is before all things, and all things are fulfilled in him. The Bible says that Christ was before all things, and mm-hmm. all things in heaven and in earth, visible and invisible, are completed by him and mm-hmm. completed in him.
That's right.
So he knows what's going to happen. So he prepared for us. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you.
That's right.
But he also, as we're here, prepared a place spiritually for us.
That's right.
See, what he did on the cross wasn't just a forgiveness of sins, just clearing a debt. He didn't just clear the debt, if you will. He also gave us a down payment
mm-hmm.
for the future. You know, he cleaned out the things that we were, you know, due on. All of our penalties of sin, the penalty of death, the curse, because it says we're no longer under the curse that you mentioned that's in the earth. We're no longer under the curse of sin and death that Adam brought in.
That's right.
See, because Adam in the garden brings in the curse through his actions. Jesus, the last Adam,
brings in the blessing.
That's why, you know, even listen to some of those songs where it talks about the Levitical blessing, right?
Mm-hmm. The Aaronic
blessing. Aaronic blessing, not the Levitical. Thank you. The Aaronic blessing, mm-hmm. where, you know, the Lord bless you, may he keep you. And we finish a lot of our podcasts with that,
mm-hmm.
you know, because that blessing is what we've been given.
That's right.
We've inherited that. But with that blessing, God also gave us this armor.
That's right.
He gave us this, you know, things to deal with situations. And because he gave us armor, that should be a very clear indication that we're going to need to use it in war. We're not just in a, you know, let go, what do you call it? Leave it to Beaver or whatever, you know.
Not just a walk in the garden.
Exactly.
You know? And so go to Ephesians 6 and let's kind of look at it. We're not going to do necessarily a word study on it. We're just trying to, again, talk about having a mission mindset, being mission minded.
If you're wearing armor, you're mission minded.
Exactly. Why would you even need armor unless there was not going to be some challenge, some resistance? But again, I don't even want to necessarily go through the imagery that Paul gave the armor. Let's just talk about what the armor represented, because that's the real armor.
Yeah.
Is, we could say, the breastplate of righteousness. Well, it's not the breastplate, it's the righteousness that's the issue.
Yeah.
The belt of truth is not just the fact that it's a, quote, belt. It's the fact that we need truth.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, what we're going to resist with, in other words, when Jesus prayed for us in John 17, he said, you're not of this world. You're not going to operate out of this world anymore, but I'm going to leave you in the world, but I'm going to protect you from the evil, but I'm going to give you this armor to accomplish that. So I'm going to give you righteousness. I'm going to give you truth. I'm going to give you salvation. I'm going to give you the sword of the Spirit, which is
faith,
the word of God. I'm going to give you faith.
So Shoes of peace.
So let's just read about them. We're quoting them to you here, but Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
That sounds confident.
Yeah. And that also is telling us we're going to have to be strong for a reason.
Mine says, this is so cool. Mine says, I'm reading in the Passion, it says, now beloved ones. So first off, mm-hmm. beloved.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet. I have saved these most important truths for last by supernaturally, again, not just naturally, but by the Spirit, be infused with strength through your life union with Jesus.
That's it.
Stand victorious with the force of his explosive power that is flowing in and through you.
Stand victorious.
Victorious.
Meaning you can't have a victory unless there's a battle.
Nope.
You can't have a victory without a struggle. There's got to be some sort of back and forth, and you come out on top. You come out with the win.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just celebrate victory scriptures without realizing those are also battle scriptures.
Yeah.
those are, and again, but we don't war in flesh and blood. We know those are all scriptures too. But there is a warfare. There is a battle.
You're
fighting deception.
See, that's what Jesus said, because mm-hmm. they said, you know, the end times said, Lord, you know what? Basically, you know, rumors of wars and, mm-hmm. you know, he says, but the first thing says, do not be deceived.
That's it.
Whereas the first thing is you got to fight that deception. And this armor mm-hmm. protects us from deception.
In verse 13, he picks it up. Take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand therefore. So notice the battle is to just not change.
Oh, that's good.
You see, when you stand, that's an image of not changing. You're standing your ground. You're standing your position. You're not changing. Because a lot of times the things that come at us in life, they try to get us to change. Change what
subtly.
We believe. It's very subtly. It's trying to bring change. Change what we believe. Change how we're going to treat the relationship.
Change how we dress.
Change how we dress. So, but notice we're going to stand. Having done all to stand therefore, and the first things he mentions is the belt of truth, which is exactly what you were saying, Sam. The battle we're fighting is with deception. All the wiles of the enemy that he mentioned earlier.
Yeah, because the Bible doesn't say beware of the strength of the enemy.
Yeah.
It says beware of his wiles.
His wiles.
Those his trickery. Mm-hmm. You know, like Wile E. Coyote, and you guys ever watch Looney Tunes? You know, with the Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner? He was always trying to think of some little trap to catch the Roadrunner.
And he always got it through Acme.
Acme Company.
Before Amazon, it was Acme.
Before Amazon,
Acme,
we had Acme
would deliver to the desert, and they would bring him his trap.
He would be out in the middle of nowhere.
And Acme would show up.
And he's got like a pallet of like TNT or something. It's like, where did he get this? Did it come in by helicopter? Like, what's the... Did he have Prime? You know, how did he get
Acme
through
Acme Prime.
But you have these wiles that... That's what we have to watch out for.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just the strength or it's the trickery, the deception. You know, you could say the flow of culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if everyone's doing it, it's like cattle, you know?
Yeah.
If you've ever been around cows, you just get one of the cows going the direction you need them to go, and the other ones, well, guess they're going that way. Let's go. And so then... all of them just kind of move.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to be wary of that, that we're always following the leading of the Holy Spirit. That's why
That's
Jesus
right.
said, my children or my sheep will hear my voice, and the strangers, they won't follow. We have to make sure we're always listening. And if we have a mission mindset, that keeps us in an active listening.
That's right. Keeps us very dependent upon him. The next thing he mentions is, of course, the breastplate of righteousness. So righteousness. So we're going to have to learn to face condemnation, guilt, and shame, and not be moved from the position of righteousness. So when we're talking about the stand, we've already seen two things we're going to have to stand in. We're going to have to stand in the truth against all deception. We're going to have to stand in righteousness against all shame, guilt, and condemnation.
Yeah.
This is our spiritual battle.
Yeah. And I have a scripture that goes with that in 1 John chapter 2. It says this in verse 12. It says, I remind you, dear children, your sins have been permanently removed because of the power of his name. Again, you think about you're carrying a banner into battle.
Mm-hmm.
If Jesus has won the victory.
That's right.
And he's got the authority.
Mm-hmm.
You see that crest come in.
That's
everyone's
right.
like, well, he's the king, man.
That's right.
He's the one who's got the power.
The
so you submit
one.
To that. He's the triumphant one. He's the Lion of Judah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so allowing that, the reason it says his name is because his name represents who he is.
That's right.
You know,
That's
and so
right.
just understanding that righteousness permanently.
Yeah.
I have received the name of Jesus. I have received, that's why that name, it's not like just abracadabra.
Yeah.
But no, that name represents the work, the life lived, the dedication, the prayers. That name represents all that Jesus did and
that's
like
right.
a catalyst.
Amen. And so when we're talking about being mission-minded, the reason we're taking time to look at this armor, the truth, the righteousness, is because when we're going to face every day, if we're going to face every day with a mission mindset, knowing we're not just going to work, we are sent to work. We're not just going to do things around the house. It's our, quote, day off. How many of there's never a day off from darkness coming against you?
Yeah.
There's never a day off. The enemy doesn't take a day off. So even if you get a day off the clock, you can't take a day off spiritually.
Mm-mm.
Come on, somebody. Come on, Jesus.
Oh, hold on. I'll get the button.
We need to hit the button.
Come on, Jesus.
That's right.
That's right.
You can't take a day off spiritually. You can't take a day off of truth. You can't take a day off of righteousness. You might get a day off from work, and now you get to catch up on your house duties or your honeydews or whatever. But all this being said, even in a day where it's a day off or even a vacation.
We got to protect against how many times have people... You're getting ready to go on a vacation.
Yeah, vacation.
And it's like, we're going somewhere happy. We're supposed to be going to the beach. But then, like, the morning of, it's like, we got to get everything packed. And everyone's, like, stressed out. Just like, we're going to relax. And yet, there's this opportunity for just, like, panic and strife. And did you pack that? No, I didn't.
How you pack the car.
Yeah. I mean, there's every... So you don't get a moment off. Even in the relaxation of life, it's like, you still have to protect. Mm-hmm. And that's where you can't... You have to stand. You know, I think a good visual even for that standing is the like the Spartans. Mm-hmm. Now, I thought this was something interesting. Those Spartans, whenever they would the way they would be dressed in their armor specifically, like they would have like cleats mm-hmm. on the bottom of their feet because they did not expect to back up.
That's right.
So like on their cleats, they were like angled, mm-hmm. like you know, like a cleat would, but they're like almost like inch long spikes, like mm-hmm. metal spikes. On the bottom,
they
were digging in. So those guys on the front with those shields, because mm-hmm. the way they would do is they'd have like a body-sized shield, so like a 5 foot, 6 foot tall shield, and then over the top they'd have a line of guys holding shields mm-hmm. with these cleats. Like they would stick that thing in the ground, and they were not moving.
That's right.
It didn't matter what happened. Then they'd have guys behind mm-hmm. with huge spears uh-huh. over the top. And so over the top of those, they'd have arrows back behind. But over the top, they'd have these guys with these spears. Mm-hmm. And they would be able to, anyone come up on this wall, mm-hmm. and they would just push forward
yeah.
with that wall. They made a movable wall that would just progress, push. And they never went backwards.
That's right.
That was, in their mind, that was not an option.
That's right.
And see how much of that is, that's what it means to be mission-minded. Mm-hmm. That today...
I'm taking ground.
I'm going to be further in love mm-hmm. with Jesus, and I'm going to be further in expression of love to those That's around right. me today. I'm going to be kinder than I've ever been. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be more patient than I've ever been. I'm going to be more confident and joyful mm-hmm. than I've ever been today. I'm going to continue to grow today.
And I'm moving towards the destiny of my life today.
Yeah.
My life isn't aimless and purposeless. My life has purpose and direction and fulfillment.
That's right.
And so that's why... These things we're talking about in Ephesians 6, this armor, the righteousness, the truth. Then the next one, he talks about the gospel of peace, you know, the shoes you're talking about.
The shoes, yeah.
And so that's so interesting that you gave that example of taking ground aggressively, and yet the shoes we're given are the gospel of peace.
Peace is what takes
but
ground.
Peace is what's taking, it's taking ground back from the anxiety, from the fear. You know, so many people are just so trapped by fear. They live in so many different versions of fear, dread and anxiety and panic and avoidance,
dreading the next paycheck,
dreading
the next conversation.
Yet we can put these shoes on and we can start taking ground back through the peace that Jesus gives us. And then he goes on in verse 16 talking about the shield. You mentioned that.
Yeah,
the
faith.
Shield of faith.
And this says faith is a wraparound shield.
There you go.
You know, you hold that shield. And that was the thing too with those the Spartan guys, they'd have one guy, you know, again, 5 foot tall. Then they'd have another shield that they would hold on top. Mm-hmm. So they'd have two guys basically holding these massive shields, mm-hmm. but they would literally create a bubble that arrows that were shooting down on top of them couldn't mm-hmm. hit them. And then they also had a wall in front with these. So they had offensive and defensive.
All in one.
And they were just traction.
So we're talking about you and I, all of us, whether you're a dad, a mom, whether you're a child, whatever you're...
You're in school, you're out of school.
Whatever you're doing, we have to all be missionaries. We have to all be mission-minded. In other words, we got to be willing to take ground for Jesus. We got to be willing to take ground back. Look at the next one. Talk about the shield of faith, wherewith you will quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
That's good.
I was thinking about this, Sam. You know, it's been a few months ago, there was a major, major barrage on Israel.
Yeah.
And everyone's heard of Israel's, you know, Iron Dome. You know,
that's crazy.
That missile defense system.
That's
so that
nuts.
Whenever a missile starts coming into their airspace, they have computer guided missiles that will then fire off and
take that thing out in air.
In the air.
That's crazy.
So there's all this warfare in the air. Now think about that with our mind in this scripture, mm-hmm. the shield of faith, and then he talks about the helmet of salvation.
Yeah.
It's kind of like our own spiritual Iron Dome, mm-hmm. so that when the missiles are coming in, the lies are coming in, the feelings that are going to try to...
The deception of the age. The spirit of the age, the Antichrist.
We have the Word of God in us. We have Christ in us. We have the Holy Ghost with us who can fire back a defense, fire back with truth, fire back with love.
It's like the Holy Ghost is sitting in that little... room with the all his computers. Room. He's got a little joystick. And he's just shooting these missiles. Pew, pew, pew. You got one coming
incoming.
At you. Incoming. He's like, get that out of there. Get that out of there. You know,
Shame's coming in on the right.
You're not shame. There's no shame. So all of a sudden, you know, he shoots Romans 8 up. Pew, there's no guilt, shame, or condemnation in Christ Jesus.
Hopelessness is coming in on the left.
Get out of there. Jesus Christ is our joy. Bam, bam. And there's just, you know, these explosions. But that's every single moment.
Yeah.
Because especially.
That is life.
That's every single. And see, the beautiful thing is, it's not work.
Yeah.
I think that's something too. We have entered into his rest. See, Jesus said, my burden is easy and my yoke is light.
Yeah.
In other words, the grace of God and the supernatural ability of the Spirit of God, it makes it where it's not you, you know, lest the laborer build in vain. It's not me building it. Mm-hmm. It's not Sam sitting here just memorizing scriptures so I have some sort of protection. Mm-hmm. It's no, I trust that what I read through conversation with God, and it becomes revelation, it becomes solid fact in my heart, it becomes truth, like a belt that holds up everything else, that it just, it's unquestionable.
So that when deception comes against you, when your feelings try to hijack your attitude or hijack your perspective, you have that truth, you have that trust, you have that faith, you have that relationship with Holy
that
Spirit,
peace.
So that then you can respond in the moment and take out that lie, take out or make that feeling submit to truth.
That's right.
You know, it goes on this, at the end of this, he talks about the sword of the Spirit.
I want to read that 17 where it talks about the salvation and the passion here.
Yeah, read it.
It says this, embrace the, because this is what we just said, embrace the power of salvation's full deliverance like a helmet to protect your thoughts from lies and to take the mighty razor sharp spirit sword of the spoken word of God. It was like I said, those spoken words, that's like a missile.
Yeah.
A razor sharp missile that just cuts down the lies, and pray passionately in the Spirit or yielded to the Spirit.
Yeah.
Where you're praying in unity with God.
Yeah.
That's why praying in the Spirit, praying in tongues is important.
Yes.
Jude 20 says, pray in the Spirit and build yourself up in your most holy faith.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, when you pray in unity with God's Spirit, you pray from a place that is not just in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not just praying, Lord, thank you that this bill's paid. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just a thing that is time stamped or just the natural, but you can begin to pray for the legacy of your family.
Yeah.
Lord, I thank you for my great, great, great grandchildren, that they will flourish, that they will have everything paid for them. They won't lack.
Yeah.
They'll have education. They'll have knowledge. They'll have faith in you. Lord, I mean, you can pray for those things that are even outside of the moment now.
Yeah.
And you begin to pray in the Spirit and you hook up with the eternal God who was, is, and is to come, who is Spirit and is seeking those to worship them or get in unity, because worship is intimacy, agreement, and partnership.
Yeah.
So he's seeking us to get intimate with him, to agree with him again, or align.
Yeah.
We use that word, align with him, and then to partner with him in this war against deception.
Yeah.
God's seeking that. He wants us to come into this place of love where we're seated in love, seated in peace, and just begin to flow in that. Where when I'm praying in the Spirit, I'm hooked up with all of those things.
All of those things.
Supernaturally, I'm no longer just thinking out of my head or just what I can conjure up as a thought, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But I then can just tap into the utterance of the eternal Father who knows what I need to pray, who knows what I need before I need it, and who has a plan. And I can begin to pray those things out.
And what you read there in verse 17, I love the passion you just read, the razor sharp spoken word.
Mm-hmm.
See, even in those times when you're praying in the Spirit, what the Holy Spirit will do beyond helping you to pray, he will also then in that help provide you a word of truth. It might be a scripture you read last week. It might have been a scripture you read that morning. It
might be one you heard preached to you on Sunday
exactly.
at church.
You're going to get a word, and that word is going to be that razor sharp utterance that's going to penetrate the darkness that's trying to come against
answer.
Your family. It's the answer. And so when you look at all this armor, this piece of armor, the sword, is that which you advance with, that which you penetrate with. The others are holding a position. This now is taking something back. This one is actually punishing the enemy.
Yeah.
And I love that scripture in 2 Corinthians 10:4, where it says, take
10:4.
10:4
rubber duck.
He says, take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, and have in readiness a readiness to avenge. When your obedience is fulfilled. So in other words, it's not just about casting down the thought, it's punishing the thought.
Oh man, say that again.
It's not just about casting down wrong thoughts. It's about punishing them for ever showing up.
See, it's not passive.
Because if it's just, oh, well, that's just not my thought.
So you just kind of, oh, it just rolls off. No, you punish that
punish
thing.
It.
How dare you come in
that's
my presence?
That's not who I am.
How dare you
that's
try to deceive me?
That's not how I'm going to think.
That is, yeah, get, I mean,
punish it. Exactly.
Step on it.
Slam the door on its fingers. You know?
Yeah, give it, make it walk away with a limp. Punish that. Why? Because then, because that's that strength, you know, like we even talked about in the beginning, mm-hmm. things seen and invisible, things seen and things invisible, they respond.
Yeah.
You know, you can respond whenever someone walks in the room and they're confident mm-hmm. and they're clear. They know who they are. There's no question. Mm-hmm. I mean, you feel that.
Yeah.
You feel that strength.
That's right.
Of just identity.
Yeah.
And that's felt by these things that are trying to deceive us in the age.
That's
the spirit
right.
of Antichrist
mm-hmm.
that's trying to deceive us and get us to walk away from the faith that we first found in Jesus,
yep.
the purity that comes in the cross.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to stand against that, you got to be aggressive.
That's right.
Because there's a lot of people that don't even know. They don't even think about God. That's like a last thought.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, is God the first thing? When you wake up, do you think about the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think about what God wants for you today? Do you think about what you want to do for God today?
Mm-hmm.
You know, those sorts of thoughts, that's not very common. But that's only because the spirit of the age is working overtime
yeah.
to deceive as many people and to steal, because it steals the life. It sucks the life out of you.
Mm-hmm.
When you're fearful, when you're anxious, you can't live life without having some sort of antidepressant, mm-hmm. alcohol, addiction, distraction. I mean, like we talked about, vacations, hobbies. There's mm-hmm. got to be something to get your mind off of
mm-hmm.
the things at hand.
Yeah.
You know?
Versus learning how to overcome, be triumphant, be victorious, and be changed.
And then enjoy these other things.
And then enjoy,
you know, if you want to go play golf, if you want to go, you know, play a video game or whatever, you can enjoy it
yeah.
because you've already conquered
yeah.
life. You've overcome the oppression mm-hmm. of depression.
Yeah.
You stand in a place of peace with those shoes of peace.
Yeah.
And you have this armor that supernaturally, not by anything you did, but by what you've received, believed,
mm-hmm.
confessed, that spoken word, and what God's done in your life through the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
you now freely. That's why that's why worship is so powerful,
mm-hmm.
because we're just responding to what God's given us.
That's right.
He freely gave, and I'll give you, as we wrap up here, I'll give you all a freebie. This is so powerful because, again, you're talking about mission-minded. I think something that really can kill the idea of being mission-minded, or the mindset
mm-hmm.
of being on mission, is entitlement.
Yeah.
If we allow ourselves to slip into, well, I deserve the armor of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God made me, so I deserve to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
God does not owe us anything.
That's right.
But He's freely given everything. See, you can't receive something you think you deserve.
That's
you
right.
can't receive a gift if you think you deserve it.
Yeah, it's no longer a gift.
It's no longer a gift.
It's a paycheck.
It lost all its power.
Yeah.
But see, if we keep that place of, I've received this freely as a gift, God has
yeah.
given this to me, that even while I was His enemy, He died on the cross for me.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding that I've now been clothed by gift.
Yeah.
I'm not where I was before. And Pastor Eric said this, you know, I'm not in and of myself anymore.
That's right.
I'm in Christ and
I'm of God.
You know, receiving the gift that God's given us with His armor.
That's right.
And receiving the mindset.
That's
the Bible
right.
says we have the mind of Christ.
That's right.
So as we wrap this up, we want to pray for
right
you
there.
Guys that we mind have the mind of Christ.
That's right. That means we have mission-minded thinking. Father, thank you that
thank
we
you,
have
Jesus.
The mind of Christ, and we just allow that to be a mission mindset.
Thank
that
you,
we
Lord.
Live life on mission, and the mission is love, and to take back areas that were once fortresses for selfishness and fear and anxiety and dread. We take that territory back, and we're going to live life on mission no matter where we live, no matter where we go. We're not going to take a vacation, but we're going to continually be clothed with Jesus. The armor that you give us, the righteousness, the truth, the salvation, the faith, the strength. God, we just thank you for these things working in our lives today, and we just trust you, and we are so thankful that we even have each other to encourage each other, mm-hmm. and we're even thankful for the technology, Father,
right.
we can join together today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for revealing this to us, Father. Wow.
Amen.
That is some good stuff, isn't it?
That's good.
I think it's a blast.
It is.
I really enjoyed this talk today, Dad.
I did too. Me too. Me too. And we hope you enjoyed it today. We always want to encourage you to check out our website if you haven't recently, spellmanministries.org.
That's right.
S-P-E-L-L-M-A-N ministries.org. And you can find all the resources there. Sign up for a newsletter. We send one out each week. Not a newsletter, but a devotional goes out every week. And, of course, newsletters occasionally. But find out what's happening at Family Mission, how you can be a part. And thanks for being a part of the conversation today.
Thank you, guys.